The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Live. Dial in toll free to join the show. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE, from immigration to free churches. We've been all over here tonight on the live Sunday edition on this Labor Day weekend. We're actually here with you. The we is Ian
and Mark.
855-450-FREE allows you to join us, and also on Skype. You can Skype into the show at username LRN.FM. Over at Forbes, Dolia Estevez, one of their contributors, who normally covers Mexico's billionaires, politics, and U.S.-Mexico relations, is tearing up Donald Trump and his five extreme statements about immigrants and Mexico. The number one claim we've already been through here is that immigrants are counter to what Trump says, not criminals, that immigrants
are less likely to be criminals than
people from the U.S.
Than people from the U.S. because they well, you can guess what the reasons are. That's up to you. But my guess would be is, hey, if you're here illegally, you don't want to create a high profile.
Yeah, don't put yourself on the radar. But also not just people who are here illegally, just immigrants, period. Are also, better.
It's very difficult to get stats on just people who are here illegally, right?
Exactly. So immigrant youth who are students in U.S. middle high schools in the 90s are now young adults, and they have among the lowest delinquency rates of all young people. So number two about what Trump has been saying recently, and they say here that Trump has become even more strident in his language, wanting to deport 11.3 million supposedly undocumented workers. Number two, a border wall is no solution. Trump has said repeatedly that if elected president, he will build an impenetrable 2,000-mile wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to keep so-called illegals out. There's already a wall in one-third of the border, 650 miles of it, but it has been pretty much irrelevant. In fact, data indicates it may have backfired. In an article in Foreign Policy, Princeton sociologist Douglas Massey said that evidence shows that money spent on border enforcement, and the wall is included in that, is worse than useless. It is counterproductive. The militarization of the border, as Massey calls it, has made it harder, if not impossible, for immigrant workers to go back home, as they did before the 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act was enacted.
Right. I mean, that was the way it was. People were migrants. They called them migrant workers for a reason. They migrated up during the time to pick crops or whatever, and they migrated away when it wasn't time to do that.
Now they've got to stay because it's hard to get back across.
Right, because it's more difficult. Now put up a big wall and you're going to have that much more of a problem.
Researchers estimate that and that's interesting because I never really thought about that. I mean, I always knew the border wall would keep us in if we wanted to leave, but I never thought, they came here, they might want to leave.
Yeah, I wonder whether the Soviets, when they were building the wall around East Berlin, told the East Berliners that it was for their own good. Because, at that point, before the wall was up, they could leave, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they couldn't once the wall was up. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen here. I really don't necessarily believe that. I think the U.S. economy can handle some stupid wall along its border. But, Mr. and Mrs. America, you might consider that your grandchildren might want to be moving to China or to Brazil or a variety of other places for a better economy in the future. The United States is slipping down the world freedom charts.
The researchers estimate that the tightening of border enforcement since 1986 has actually added 4 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. in 2010. So the suggestion being there that those 4 million people would have left had they, not had to deal with the border enforcement.
Indeed.
Number three, Mexico will not pay for the wall. Throughout the course of his presidential bid, Trump has assured voters his plan for a wall would be subsidized by the Mexican government. Billionaire said on July 31st, quote, "Trust me. Mexico will pay," unquote. But Mexican presidential spokesperson Eduardo Sanchez called Trump's assertion Mexico would pay for a wall false. Sanchez says, quote, it reflects an enormous ignorance for what Mexico represents and also the irresponsibility of the candidate who's saying it, unquote. The idea that Mexico will pay for a blatant monument to anti-Mexican hostility defies all logic.
Right. I mean, do you think the United States is going to pay for a giant middle finger sculpture shooting, you know, up across, north of the border? Yeah. Get real, Donald Trump. You might be a great businessman, so you tell us with your four bankruptcies. Whatever. And I remember the where he's trying to renegotiate some bond by getting out of an agreement he's made. Yeah. Okay, you're not going to get Mexico, a sovereign nation, to pay for a border between the United States and Mexico.
Number four on the list of five extreme statements from Donald Trump about immigration. And Mexico, so they're debunking the idea that Mexican immigration has increased. They say it has declined. Trump has called the immigration situation completely out of control and has promised to take our country back.
By the way, 70%, these are the numbers that I've read. I mean, you can go find your own if you want. 70% of people who are illegal immigrants are people who have overstayed visas.
So they're going through the system.
Well, yeah, they have been allowed in the country. They had not entered the country illegally. So there's different designations.
Right.
There's sort of an illegal immigrant and people who have entered the country illegally. So when you call somebody, when you say there's 20 million illegal immigrants, you are inaccurate if to suggest that 20 million people have crossed the border illegally. It's more like 6 million, assuming that 20 million number is correct, and we don't know.
Pew Research Center's data shows that Mexican unauthorized immigrants living in the U.S. declined by 1 million from the 6.9 million peak in 2007.
6.9 million, about 2% of the population. Big whoop.
Down to 5.9 million now as of 2012. Driven partly by economic and demographic factors, net migration from Mexico reached zero in 2010. And since then, more Mexicans have left the U.S. than have arrived. So some of them are leaving, nonetheless. And, you know, you can't blame them since they're being persecuted by the government here and chased down and harassed and arrested and intimidated and threatened. I mean, who wants to really live in a situation like that? The money might be good, but you can only deal with that crap for so long.
Indeed.
Number five, Mexico is no threat to the U.S. economy. Trump claims Mexico is, quote, not a friend because they are so-called killing us economically, he says. The U.S. has the largest and most technologically powerful economy in the world, says Forbes, with a GDP 13 times larger than Mexico's. Likewise, the U.S. per capita income is four times larger than Mexico's. With $308 billion yearly trade, Mexico is the U.S.'s third largest trade partner after Canada and China. By no stretch of the imagination could Mexico be killing the United States economically. It's not killing us to offer us products that are affordable.
You remember when nations used to attempt to conquer other nations? They don't do that anymore.
I wasn't around for a long
time. You've read history, didn't that?
A little bit.
So the reason that doesn't happen anymore is because of the institution of the welfare state. Because U.S. citizens and the United States government understands that if they were to absorb Mexico in whatever way they'd have to do it, they'd have to bring up all the people there to a certain standard of living, a minimum wage, and a whole variety of things, right? The whole thing that I call the welfare state, this whole trying to run the economy and make sure people have a certain standard of living and these sorts of things, rather than people having their, you know, picking their own standard of living and working into that. The reason you don't see that anymore is because, well, there's no way you could afford. We couldn't even afford to take on one province of Mexico, let alone the whole thing. It would just be too expensive to do such a thing, and nobody'd want to take it on. But prior to the invention sort of the welfare state, absolutely. We'd like more territory. It's a good thing. It helps us feed our military state or whatever it was they were doing back then. And I don't advocate for that either. I'm just trying to point out that, you know what? There was a time when the United States wanted a big old piece of Mexico, and it worked out really well for them. They call that piece
Texas.
Texas and surrounding territories.
Yeah.
There. Now, well, you know the best way that the United States could claim that land. You need to get rid of the welfare state and actually provide a better form of government where the Mexican provinces wanted to come on over. That would be a huge benefit to the United States and to its economy.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Texas, Mark, because I actually had some show prep about Texas.
Have you finished the list?
That was it. That was five things. Okay. We're through it. You're welcome to comment, though, still at 855-450-FREE. And apparently the Texas Nationalists have launched a campaign for U.S. secession. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Spend your life with
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype us. You can Skype in to the show at username lrn.fm. Doesn't have to be immigration. We have been doing some debunking of some of the claims Donald Trump has been making, thanks to Forbes. But also, secession is on the table as well. But you can also bring up anything toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And if you care about your privacy while you're online, you need to know about ProXPN. They are a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, so your own internet service provider can't snoop on you anymore. It means they can't sell that information or mine it for data or turn it over to the government because they don't have it anymore. Once you start with ProXPN, which you can do right now for free at proxpn.com. Now, you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account so you can get some special perks like unlimited bandwidth and a bunch of servers all around the world. In fact, they now have more servers than ever before. And ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Use code FTL50. When you get signed up at proxpn.com, you'll get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy your annual account with our code FTL50. And that can make it cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. FTL50 is your code at proxpn.com. Let's go to Philip. He's in North Dakota listening via TuneIn. Hello, Philip.
Hello. I'm actually in South Dakota. I guess everybody's
welcome, sir.
Anyway.
Here you are. Sorry about that.
No, it's cool. I was actually thinking about what you were talking about with the Muslims paying Christians and vice versa if they're paying the government taxes. It's essentially the same thing with any taxes when you're paying for a program that you don't believe in. You're paying support programs. You're forcibly being paid programs, and I think it'd be a good talking point to bring people that are religious into like a liberty mind thinking. I think like that you can bring up that point of, you know, religion doesn't pay taxes because you're essentially paying for somebody else's religion then by paying into the government. And it's essentially the same thing any time that somebody pays into the government and they don't believe in the programs that they're paying for. You're being forced by the government's hand to pay for programs that you don't necessarily believe in.
Yeah, I think everybody should be free to opt out. I think that, and you shouldn't have to do it on a religious basis, but I think anybody should be free to opt out of government programs. And, of course, you know, if you're opting out, you shouldn't be able to collect from the program.
You're not free if you can't opt out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're being forced to pay for something. If you're paying for a war that you don't believe in or a social welfare program that's falling short of what it's supposed to be doing, it's just like you're not paying for a service when they don't provide that service for you. Which is essentially what every American who's paying taxes is doing in the first place. Anytime that they're giving money to the government, they're paying for bureaucracy, not for the programs that they're necessary.
Yeah, it's certainly not efficient, even if they are even if they're doing what they say they're supposed to be doing, whether it's helping people who are sick or whatever. There's all kinds of overhead that otherwise would not exist if there was a charity that was doing it instead. Philip, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Oh, well, and that's kind of like how I said that you could bring it as a talking point to bring other people into the liberty mindset. I think that that's kind of an important thing in the liberty discussions with other people, talking about, like, instead of bringing up to them as, like, an anarcho-capitalist viewpoint and bringing it onto them so strong, like, stop the war pigs or something, like a talking point like that. I think that you can bring it to them. And, you know, like, I'd like to save all American soldiers' lives by not funding wars anymore, you know, and maybe get those people that are pro-American soldier or just bring it up to them.
Right. Support the troops by bringing them home.
Yeah. At the very least, not sending them off on silly missions at the whims of politicians. And I think most Americans, looking historically at wars that have occurred in the last six decades or so, are probably going to be like, probably would have been better if we had stayed out of that one and that one and that one.
Philip, thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate it. And Philip's right that it is important to come to people whoever it is you're talking to people. It's important to come to them on their terms and speak to them in a way that they can understand. So, you know, if you're talking to somebody who might self-describe as a liberal, there are ways to sculpt the pro-freedom message in a way that they could better understand. If you're talking to somebody who self-describes as a conservative, there are ways to sculpt the same message of freedom in a way that is more resonant with those people. Like a conservative might be more willing to listen to you talk about ending taxes, for instance, or lowering them dramatically and ending regulations, whereas liberals might be more interested in more personal freedom issues like ending the war on drugs and things like that.
It's tricky, though, because, if you spend any time with one of these people, it's some point or another, they're going to trot out something that's antithetical to your beliefs. And do you sort of attempt to preserve the relationship, or do you, take a stand on the particular issue? It can be tricky to navigate those particular waters. And I tend to think that the best thing to do is when asked,
yeah,
then you hop in with, this might be a way that things will go. Things will go this way or that in a world where, say the United States, say whatever government it was didn't have a monopoly in this area.
Matt is on the line in North Carolina, listening in Asheville to WWNC. Hello, Matt.
Hi, I'm listening to you on the best radio station in the world, 570 AM.
Yes,
and,
fine station.
Are you the program director?
No, he's not.
Hello?
No.
Are you the program director?
No, he's not the program director.
I'm just
teasing you.
No, I'm just a big fan. I listen to it.
Thank you. It's a great station. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Something occurred to me by the Obama administration, I just want to share a little spoiler alert for Democrats and the Obama administration, that by allowing all these illegal immigrants to cross the border in the United States is actually going to backfire on the Democrats. They think they're getting the Democratic votes by allowing this, but
I think
all the
so,
Mexicans,
yeah.
I know are conservative. They work
they're
every
probably
day.
Social
they're
conservatives.
They're Catholic and they're anti-abortion. So actually, most Mexicans are conservative and don't even know it, or they're going to find out shortly.
I agree with you on this, partially on this point. The difficulty is that those Mexicans find pretty quickly. You can do a poll right now about how Mexicans feel about the Republican Party because of Trump, and you're going to find some pretty upset folks. If the Republicans keep on badgering Mexicans and Mexican-Americans and Latinos and Hispanics and whatever people self-identify as over certain issues, they're going to find that vote, that conservative, socially conservative vote, just like the socially conservative black vote, goes to the Democrats simply because they feel more welcome there. And that's something the Republican Party really needs to get its talking points straight on.
Well, unfortunately, Trump is hurting the Republican Party, even though he's making some good points that a lot of people agree with. But there's a lot of people that believe he's an undercover Democrat. And
there's some good evidence.
Yeah, he's definitely not conservative. He may preach it, but if you hear about things he said in the past, he really isn't conservative or Republican.
Matt, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. And whether you're liberal, conservative, libertarian, whatever your beliefs, you should support the idea of secession. There's folks in Texas who are launching a new campaign, the Texas Nationalist Movement, to gather signatures in support of a referendum to appear on the primary ballot in March of 2016.
Not going anywhere.
Well, I don't appreciate your negativity.
I know you
855,
don't.
855-450-FREE. This is the same state that had 100,000 signatures on an online petition.
How many people are in Texas?
A lot. 26 million. This is Free Talk.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
They found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Feed monitoring spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here on this Labor Day weekend edition, Sunday, live here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you've also got Bitcoin news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem over at Bitcoinist.net. It's your ultimate resource for those things, BitcoinIST.net. They got blockchain, tech news, fintech news, plus sophisticated network statistics for Bitcoin, a solid beginner's guide for it, and more. You can go to Bitcoinist.net. Their Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone, including you, looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies from beginners to experts. Plus, they've got a community forum, so get involved over at Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoin, I-S-T, Bitcoinist.net. Story coming from SputnikNews.com. You ever heard of that one, Mark?
Sputnik? Sputnik's the name of, I don't know, like some spacecraft.
A Russian spacecraft. Yeah. It's actually...
And it was a punk band, too. Sig Sig Sputnik.
This is actually the rebranding of Voice of Russia. So,
really?
Yeah, Voice of Russia used to be Russia's sort of news outlet, if you will, in the United States and around the world on, I think... shortwave radio.
So they've decided that Sputnik was the most liked Soviet, or the most liked Russian word. I think it might be.
So, yeah, SputnikNews.com has the story. Essentially, this is a sister company, if you will, of Russia Today. They're related. They're both funded by the Russian government. And so, of course, they're going to be publishing stories about secession because the Russian news agencies like RT are really good at supplying news about anything that can undermine the American government. I love them for that.
And, you know, I'm
I don't like Russia as a government, but, you know.
I'm happy to get my news stories from all different news agencies.
Yes.
And usually you can tell that they've done good journalism. There's bad journalism out there, too. But in, you know, like... I like my American news from foreign agencies in some ways,
yeah.
And I like, but I certainly wouldn't go to Sputnik for news
on Russia,
on Ukraine and Russia.
No. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So the Texas Nationalist Movement, a group of Lone Star State residents who wish to break away from the United States, has launched a campaign over the weekend to gather signatures in support of a referendum on the statewide primary ballot of March 2016. The group took to the streets in 31 different cities across the state on Saturday to gather 75,000 signatures that they believe they need to force a vote, which that ain't a lot of signatures. 75,000. I've heard you need like 400 something thousand to get something on in like California, for instance. So
I'm all for people getting whatever they want to get on the ballot. If that's, you know, like I hope they're spending their time wisely, but it's ludicrous for the state of Texas to decide to leave the United States.
Why?
Because
they've got plenty of resources. They could totally be on their own.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. So older people in Texas are getting things like Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the United States government's really smart.
Can you not collect Social Security if you move out of the United States?
I'm not entirely sure, but I suspect if your state secedes that you're going to have a real problem. Now, you might be able to live on the border or something like that, you know, vote for it and then move out. I guess you could do that, but who would want to do that, right? So that doesn't
make
much sense.
It'd be interesting to be on the petition gathering side of this and see what people say, you know, to actually go out and talk to people on the streets about this. Talk to the elderly people because, you know, I mean, I don't think you're wrong about what you're saying, Mark, that there are certainly some elderly folks who are going to want to hold on to the vestiges of the United States government for as long as they possibly can until they croak. But I think that many of them will see the value in it. I think that many of them have seen that the, you know, the federal government is not a good group of folks, and they know that they've got grandchildren and children who would have a better life without having the federal government around. I don't know. I think it would be a very interesting petitioning process. It certainly would be more educational as to what people actually think than, like, going and trying to petition for a candidate, because that's, you know, really frustrating when you do that.
Also, I mean, we know here in the United States that states the reason it's called the United States
mm-hmm.
is because the most important sovereign organization when the Constitution got put in place were the states. Now, they wanted to work together. They wanted to get a benefit from working together. But what's happened over time is the federal government has become essentially the most important sovereign organization. The states have become a second fiddle. And the reason is because the federal government can create money. They control the coining of money. And, well, that really makes a big difference. How is Texas, the government, the organization known as Texas, how's it going to react to, well, let's separate ourselves from the organization that hands out free U.S. dollars to us? Because the government does that. They tax the citizens and then hand money back to Texas.
Why wouldn't you want to get out of that deal? Because when they tax people in Texas, they take a chunk off the top for their bureaucrats in D.C., and then they hand some of it back to Texas.
They
don't get it all back.
Absolutely. But you're going to have to – do you think the politicians in Texas really understand that? They have a
No, I mean, this isn't a – the politicians are not going to support this. This is a grassroots movement of the people. And, you know, maybe they won't even get the 75,000 signatures, but they did get 100,000 of them online. Now, of course, it's going to be a lot harder to get 75,000 real-life signatures. That's going to take a serious petition-gathering effort. Each petition usually costs about $1. To gather, and I don't know how strong, how deep this movement is, the secessionist movement. I would say Texas has probably one of the more noteworthy and more vibrant secessionist movements out there. It's the one that you hear about more often, I think, than others. So I think they've got a chance at getting this on the ballot. We'll see. Texas
people in from Texas are fiercely nationalistic or tribal about Texas.
They're very independent. Yeah. They love Texas.
I wouldn't call them independent. Independent-minded, perhaps, but they're not any more independent than anybody else.
Well, they could be. Texas does have a $1.4 trillion annual economy, which would certainly make survival as an independent nation plausible. Legal experts, however, believe the group has few realistic options short of secession, which they believe poses a pretty major legal problem. This is a quote from T. Gerald Treese, professor at South Texas College. It's a law school. He says the problem is the Civil War. When Texas and the other southern states were readmitted, each of them made a solemn promise that they would never leave the Union again. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Well, I don't know how you can make a this is another thing is
Texas. Those people are dead, though.
Didn't make a promise.
Yeah.
Texas doesn't exist.
Right.
Texas is just a polygon on a map someplace. It's not even really the ground, because you can walk from Arkansas to Texas and there's no marked difference. You can walk from Oklahoma into Texas. Probably Oklahoma is a better choice in this analogy. You can walk from Oklahoma into Texas and never know you passed through it. Texas is a shape on a map. So to say that Texas made a promise to the United States, it's saying Captain America made a promise to Wonder Woman.
Well, there were human beings who probably signed some sort of an agreement.
All of them are dead.
But they're all dead now, so yeah.
Every last one of them is dead. Leave them in the ground.
Treese, and by the way, more people are going to sign this petition than sign that agreement.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Treese explained that to get around this, the Texas legislature would need to initiate a request that would subsequently need to be approved by Congress. In any case, President Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationalist Movement does not seem to be deterred. Told Reuters that he believes that there's a massive disconnect between what bureaucrats in D.C. want and what the people of Texas want. He said, quote, "The people of Texas don't have anything against the United States. They're just tired of being governed by bureaucrats that we didn't elect, pushing programs that we don't want."
I concur with him.
The group already has 11 more petition signing events scheduled in the month of September alone, and discussion of Texas's independence has been floating around for a long time, with even former Governor Rick Perry chiming in with seemingly several different options on the matter.
Let me ask you this. You have done some outreach for the New Hampshire Independence Party. Is that correct?
Nope, there's no Independence Party here. There is the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a secessionist political party, and there's also the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is a great outreach organization. I've worked with them.
You've done a certain amount of this.
Yes.
Do you think you could get, and I don't know what the commensurate amount of people in New Hampshire versus Texas is, and I don't know, I don't even think you can.
And there's no petition process,
but do you think you could get those kind of numbers here in New Hampshire, having been the only person I know that's done this kind of outreach?
I'll have to do the division here. Well, I'll run some numbers here in a moment. Presuming New Hampshire had a similar petitioning process, which it does not, everything has to go through the legislature here. And there's some good things about that, by the way. 855-450-FREE, secession now.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here in these remaining moments at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the AMP program. If you really enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on 200, 300, 400 stations, we've got 150. Which is pretty darn good for a little show like ours. We can get more, but it takes money to market Free Talk Live effectively to those stations. And that's what the AMP program is primarily about. It's about spreading Free Talk Live to more places. Also, our network, lrn.fm, and all the great shows over there. So if you want to help us out, it's $5 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go and get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right through our website at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's AMP, A-M-P. freetalklive.com. Thank you to everybody who has taken the time to do that. It really makes a big difference for us. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about Texas secession here as well. Mike is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Grady, gentlemen. I just want to do a little bit of fine-tuning. Sovereign has to do with the creator. Every state since 1871, as well as the United States, are corporations since the Act of 1871, and the people are the sovereign. They're the creators of the government for their benefit, and when the government becomes detrimental, it's the right and the duty of the people to alter or abolish the government. So
that's true.
And Texas has every right to secede in a free country, in a free union. Remember, the original United States was a lowercase letter U, lowercase letters. But they subverted that, and most people are kind of hip to the trick now. But remember, prior to the Civil War, when the secession was talked about, the people in New Hampshire, Connecticut, Massachusetts, all wrote proclamations that they support any state in the Act of Secession, because if not for that right to secede from a voluntary union, it's not a free country.
That's
and
true.
Therefore, they were in support. It was only because of the contrived money issues where business ventures, business interests were stealing and controlling much of the wealth of the South through...
I'm looking at the United States Constitution here, and I see a capital U on the United States.
Right. Go to Washington, as I did, and stand and look down upon the original Constitution, and it says in lowercase u, the Constitution...
Well, I can't do anything about that right now.
Okay, it says the Constitution for the United States. What you're looking at says the Constitution of. That's the central root.
Yeah, I mean, I think these are interesting conspiracy theories, the idea that, you know, somehow somebody changed the rules along the line. But ultimately, I don't think whether they were capital letters or not would really matter as to whether or not we have a police state today.
So, with all due respect, facts are not conspiracies. The Constitution for the United States, the original organic Constitution, what you're looking at is the Constitution of, which is a switch. Of means it's up.
It's a pretty thorough switch.
For is we the people giving this to you. The Bill of Rights.
I get the difference that you're trying to intimate. All I'm saying is that at some point or another, the switch has been successful, and there's not much you're going to do about it.
Oh, certainly. We the people, all we have to do is get up off the couch and take back the government and just stop paying your taxes to a foreign corporation.
Well, I'm with you there, man. I'm on board. That's why I joined the Free State Project. And I moved to New Hampshire because I understand that in order to actually, you know, have some sort
because
of
people
effect,
aren't going
to
get off their butts. That's why
I understand that in order to have some sort of an effect, I got to get together with the other people who are willing to get off their butts and actually do something about achieving liberty in my lifetime. And I don't pay to anything to a criminal organization that hurts peaceful people. So you got me. I'm on board. Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I don't know if I subscribe to all the, you know, the ideas about this sort of esoteric system that he's talking about of switching the United States to a municipal corporation or whatever the heck it's called. So
well, there's no doubt that many government agencies are corporations, and I would agree that, you know, basically states and the federal government, they're corporations too. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
The idea that the Constitution may look different, I'm going to need to take a look at that a little more thoroughly. Because, you know, every document I'm looking at here looks the same.
So it's, again, this is very esoteric, right? Like the idea that if this is true, right, what he's saying, and I think you can find some evidence that suggests that there are differences between the way they wrote the words United States and the for and the of and all that stuff. I think there's probably something to that. You can go down this rabbit hole, though. That's the problem, right? Like, you can keep going deeper and deeper into this rabbit hole, and you can find all kinds of conspiracy theory that seems to have some kind of evidence backing it up. And that can be a shocking experience for people that are going down that rabbit hole. But the problem is, you can't really take people down that rabbit hole with you. It's not something that's persuasive to people.
It's not persuasive to me when I look up United States Constitution on a Google image search, and the only thing I come up with is documents that don't say the things he says.
Yeah, but even if they did, it would be hard to actually express to people why that even matters. I mean, you can get into it with them if you want to, but ultimately, it's not going to change the situation or the reality that we have today. I would rather spend my time pointing out the violence of the state, the police state on the rise, the evidence that we have of that happening, video footage of the abuse of power that people are engaging in all across the country, the police and government bureaucrats of all shapes and sizes. To me, that's more persuasive to say, hey, something's wrong here. Here's what we can do to make it better. Not, oh, well, back in 1776 or 1887 or whatever, there was this cabal that met in 1913 at Jekyll Island. And, you know, you can get into all of that, and it's really just esoteric because it doesn't have any effect on how we would go about achieving liberty. It's not like I want to go back to the way things were in 1776. I want to have a society in which humans interact on a consensual basis, and the government they created back then wasn't that kind of government. So I have no love for that concept. I mean, I think they had a lot of good ideas in the Constitution, but, you know, there's no...
The ideas of human freedom have been fleshed out a little bit in the last 250 years,
yeah.
And let's not forget that the founding fathers of the United States didn't have much faith in the average individual. It's the reason they only let white landowners who are 21 years of old age and male vote.
Let's go to Richard. He's in Texas, actually. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you going to be signing the secessionist petition, Richard?
No, because I got a whole different take on things, and I don't think secession is a logical way to go.
All right.
One of your callers that calls in on all the shows, she's been stressing a lot lately that Walter Burian, the man who gave us CAFR, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Oh, I was looking for his name yesterday. Thanks for that. Walter Burian. Okay, great.
Yeah, he risked his life bringing that information, and I heard about it about 20 years ago. And then recently, Clint Richardson, he put it on, literally put the whole thing right out for everybody to see it. It's called Corporation Nation. There is $100 trillion in every, well, I'm not going to say in every in every city and state, but in every contiguous state combined, it's $100 trillion. And we could start rebuilding this infrastructure with that money. And all
what you're referring to, for our listeners who don't know, I mean, we did discuss this last night briefly, but the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. It's funny, we just happened to get two calls in 2 days about this, and it's been months since we've even heard about it. But these are the ideas that the government budget is only a fraction of the assets that these governments have, local governments, state governments. These guys have way more money and investments and assets that they're not reporting in the budget. And so they play this game where they act like, oh, the budget is, we don't have enough in the budget for cover our expenses. We need to raise taxes. But in point of fact, they don't. You're saying there's $100 trillion worth of stuff in these various different comprehensive annual financial reports, Richard, so they got plenty of money, is your point, right?
Yeah, right, and they call it a rainy day funds and Robin Hood funds, and they make us fight over it. But they could take that money, and this is where the churches come in. It's, what, 3 million churches, all of them under the 501c3 control. If they talked about that money, they wouldn't have to worry about getting 10% tithings or whatever it is. They're just a bunch of sold out. I call them pimps, too, basically. They're being pimped by the government, and they're pimping their church members by going along with that.
What did you say you call them? You cut out for a moment. You call them what?
I call them pimp-titutes because they're being pimped by the government. they're being pimped by the government, and they're pimping their parishioners by going along with it. It's the worst violation that I've ever thought of in history.
Richard, I want to thank you for your call tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you. And so the folks over in Texas, they are getting ready to gear up for a long month of petitioning there. They got to reach 75,000 petitions. Of course, they quote the old statement from Rick Perry from 2009, where he teases the idea of secession. Although when questioned further, Perry did assert that he never used the word secession and doesn't understand why anyone would think he implied it. You certainly can't count on these politicians to stand behind this idea. But I wish these guys the best of luck, and I hope that we hear good news coming out of Texas as far as them reaching their goal of 75,000 in hopes of actually getting a petition measure on the ballot where people could actually vote on secession for the first time in the United States, I think, at least in my lifetime. I think that would be very exciting. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. In the meantime,
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Want gold but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.